From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. New York City is increasing security on its subway system after receiving what Mayor Michael Bloomberg calls a specific threat to mass transit in the coming days.
This is the first time that we have had a threat with this level of specificity. The commissioner has been updating me on it throughout the week. I believe we have an obligation to share information with the public, as long as it doesn't jeopardize their safety, and they can make their own decisions.
For his part, the mayor said that he would take the subway tonight and tomorrow morning, as always. NPR's Robert Smith is in our New York bureau, and he joins us now. And Robert, what do we know about this threat?
Well, there's both specifics and there is sort of the vague part. You have to read between the lines. I mean, all we really know is that the threat most likely involves explosives being carried into the subway system over the next couple of days. The mayor and the FBI were very careful not to reveal too much information about where they got their information or how they got it. But they said it was a source overseas. And the police commissioner said that they've known about the threat for at least a few days and they've already increased security. And the other thing they sort of mentioned this press conference that operations have been taking place overseas to eliminate the threat, although the mayor stressed that no arrests have been made in New York City. And I think the thing that was probably most important to New Yorkers here is this was pretty unprecedented to have this kind of warning given to the public. The mayor has continually said that you have to be vigilant on the subway system, but there's no specific threat. So standing up there was sort of a little bit of a wake-up call to New Yorkers, although the police commissioner said that the threat was not fully corroborated.
Well, beyond urging vigilance, what are New York City officials doing about this?
Well, they say they've dramatically increased security measures in the subway, and they even mentioned that perhaps riders have seen increased security measures. And that includes plainclothes officers as well as these what they call these Hercules teams, which are fully armed sort of assault teams, really, that do occasional sweeps of the subway. The mayor said that they'll ramp up the searching of packages, and he specifically mentioned not carrying backpacks or baby carriages or packages onto the subway. They'll increase sweeps of the trains, tunnel inspections, and it really is remarkable that the mayor said people should go about their business, but he said you've got to make it easier for these teams by not carrying anything onto the subway.
Well, obviously, New York City is taking this threat very, very seriously, but there appears to be some disagreement about the credibility of this threat.
Well, even at the press conference, there was a little bit of both saying they were worried about it and that they hadn't exactly corroborated it. A source at the Department of Homeland Security told NPR that the threat is of doubtful credibility, and the FBI assistant director who spoke this afternoon said nothing has surfaced to make them think this is an actual threat. He also indicated that the issue may be resolved in a couple of days. And as you said, the mayor's going to ride the subway home tonight, and he said he would have no problem with his daughters riding it either.
You said the issue could be resolved within the next couple of days. Does that mean there will be some point at which the mayor would say the threat is over?
Well, they seem to imply that this was a specific operation and the operations were continuing to either disarm this threat or investigate this threat, and there would be sort of a resolution to this issue. But at the same time, you know, Mayor Bloomberg gave his usual speech about eternal vigilance. The threat never goes away. If you see something, say something. But that's the kind of talk we've heard ever since the London bombings.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Robert Smith talking to us from New York.